From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. The U.S. Department of Transportation estimates that the National Highway Trust will become insolvent by the end of August. Even though Congress is in the process of passing a temporary stopgap, many states are scrambling to try to figure out how to handle the potential stoppage in federal funding for all their transportation projects. As part of our End of the Road series, Kenny Malone tells us why Florida transportation officials are not panicking quite yet.
Any story about the National Highway Trust Fund inevitably starts right here, at the gas pump. For every gallon of gas you pump into your car, a little over 18 cents gets kicked into the Highway Trust Fund. The fuel tax makes up about 90% of the money in that fund, which means any problem with the motor fuels tax is a big problem.
The problem with the motor fuels tax is really twofold.
David Ellis is an expert in highway funding at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute.
Well, think about it this way. You or I go down and we buy a shirt, okay, and we pay a sales tax on that shirt.
Let's say you're buying a Mile Marker Zero t-shirt in Key West. You're not really paying tax on the shirt, Ellis says. You're paying tax on the cost of the shirt. In Monroe County, your sales tax is 7.5% of the cost. And if next year that shirt gets more expensive, probably because of inflation, so does your sales tax. 7.5% of a more expensive Mile Marker Zero shirt is more money for the tax man. In that sense, sales tax naturally keeps up with inflation. The gas tax, on the other hand,
it was 18.4 cents when it was passed in 1993, and it's still 18.4 cents. What happens is, every year, the price of construction goes up, but you're still getting 18.4 cents a gallon. That tax revenue purchases a little bit less construction.
Add in the fact that cars are getting more fuel efficient, and there's simply not enough money coming in from the fuel tax to keep funding highway projects like we used to. But the Florida Department of Transportation isn't actually that worried about the situation in Washington. Chuck McGinnis is a spokesman for FDOT, and he says Florida does take plenty of federal transportation money.
About $2 billion for highways and about $340 million for transit.
But that only makes up about 30% of FDOT's revenue. By comparison, the Georgia Department of Transportation's budget is 60% federal money. McGinnis says Florida's own trust fund also has enough cash on hand to keep contractors paid for 3 to 6 months. The lion's share of that money comes from our own fuel tax.
One of the reasons why we are in better shape than most states is because our state gas tax is indexed to inflation. So it goes up gradually each year, unlike the federal gas tax.
FDOT says they haven't made a specific list of projects yet that would be shut down if the Highway Trust Fund went insolvent. McGinnis says if push comes to shove, the department will prioritize safety first, replacing rusted traffic signal poles in Delray Beach, for example, or making sure traffic signals work along hurricane evacuation routes. Then comes maintenance projects like resurfacing. The biggest construction on I-95 in South Florida right now is the expansion of the express lanes into Broward County, which does technically fall behind those other priorities.
But it's a very high priority project, so it would probably be one that we would not shut down.
Well, I don't think we're feeling nervous at this time about being paid for ongoing contracts.
Bob Burleson's head of the Florida Transportation Builders Association, and he doesn't think work stoppages are out of the question, but does agree Florida's in a relatively good position.
The workers out in the field, the crane operators, the carpenters, I think their feeling is that, you know, in the end, sort of like everything Congress seems to do lately, at the very last minute, when all else fails, they'll figure out a way to get it done.
On the more local level, the Broward Metropolitan Planning Organization says any of its projects with federal funding are at risk of being slowed down by Washington hangups, everything from the WAVE streetcar system in Fort Lauderdale to a $100 million sidewalk program. The Miami-Dade MPO says discussions of which of its projects could be affected have not yet taken place. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.